This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Venezuela's opposition leaders say they've obtained the vote tallies from Sunday's contested presidential elections and can prove challenger Edmundo Gonzalez defeated incumbent President Nicolas Maduro in spite of his government saying otherwise. Reports from the capital, Caracas, say protests there have turned deadly. Alvaro Elgaro has been reporting from the streets of Caracas for VOA, and he told VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis program thousands are on the streets Tuesday, in spite of government warnings to stay in their homes, in support of the opposition. He said he's seen the violence firsthand.
They want a recount of the votes. They don't recognize the elections. There is 45 people detained in the last hours. One person is killed. A few minutes ago, one person, one political, it's been kidnapped from his house.
Algaro said the opposition wants international observers to review the vote tallies they have collected. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pledged Monday to carry out a strong response to a rocket strike that killed 12 children in Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Netanyahu visited the attack site in Majal Shams, where he reiterated Israel's accusation that the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group was responsible for the rocket that struck a soccer field over the weekend. Hezbollah has denied the accusation. The attack has further raised fears of an escalated conflict in the region, where Hezbollah and Yemeni's Houthi militants have been carrying out attacks, they say, are in support of Hamas. Speaking to reporters virtually Monday, White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby told reporters he believes fears of a wider conflict are overblown.
We've all heard about this all-out war scenario now multiple points over the last 10 months. Those predictions were exaggerated then. Quite frankly, we think they're exaggerated now. Look, Israel has every right to respond. It's Hezbollah that started firing on Israel way back in October.
This is VOA News.